Order, order.
Members are having a reasonably boisterous day because it is the last day of term, as one might say, but there's a limit to how boisterous it should be.
For Prime Minister John Key, the final question time of the year gave him a last chance to have a go at Labor's plan to exempt fresh fruit and vegetables from GST.
As an anecdotal interest, I asked the fruit and vegetable shop keeper what he thought of that where I live, and he said, "I'd rather pay three times more GST than have Labor back." So that was the first thing he said.
Now, leaving the Prime Minister at his local fruit and veggie shop to go global with this question from the Greens' Kennedy Graham.
Mr. Speaker, given that the UN General Assembly agreed 22 years ago in Resolution 4353 that climate change affects humanity as a whole and should be confronted within a global framework so as to take into account the vital interests of mankind, isn't it time we actually did something?
Kennedy Graham's question was answered for the Minister responsible for climate change issues, Tim Grosser, by his senior colleague and Deputy Prime Minister, Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I think it might reflect the limits of United Nations-driven idealism, which I know is at the heart of the Green Party's view of the world, but we've found often that United Nations statements don't translate into reality that well.
Mr. English had a more definite answer to this question from the ACT Party's deputy leader, John Boscawen.
Given the slow progress internationally shown in Cancun and the global financial crisis, will the government agree to the ACT Party's request to put on hold the doubling of fuel and electricity price increases and the inclusion of agriculture in the emissions trading scheme?
The Honourable Bill English.
Speaker, no.
Question time ended with this request from Labor's Carol Beaumont, trying to jump the queue to get her members' bill up for debate next year.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave for the Credit Contracts Oppressive Lending Provisions Amendment Bill to be set down as a member's order of the day.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is objection. And that does order. That does bring to a close questions for oral answer for 2010. I call on Government Orders of the Day numbers 1 and 2.
And they were two bills up for their third and final reading debate, led off by Justice Minister Simon Power.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Electoral Finance Reform and Advance Voting Amendment Bill and the Parliamentary Service Amendment Bill be now read a third time. Mr. Speaker, these two bills are part of a package of legislative measures giving effect to the government's electoral reform commitments.
Mr. Power's Labour shadow, Leanne Dalzell, said the legislation reflected compromise on both sides.
For the Labour Party, the important issue was the cap on third-party spending, believing as we do with that without the cap, the potential for well-resourced campaigns to exert undue influence or even the perception of undue influence would be damaging to the integrity of our electoral system and run the risk of what I call the Americanisation of New Zealand elections.
But Greens co-leader Matiria Ture said the bill failed to address a major issue.
People should not be giving money in secret to political parties in exchange for policy deals should that political party be successful. The public need to know who is funding their political representatives. But this legislation will make it much harder for those people, the public, to know. And that is a bad law.
But the ACT Party's deputy leader, John Boscawen, said the Greens' co-leader advanced a dim view of human nature.
All I could say to Matiria Ture is that you must have a very poor view of your fellow human beings. You must believe that the only... No, I say that very sincerely, because the implication is that the only reason a person would give money to a political party or to a cause is because what they could get out of it. Because that's what Matiria Ture is saying. And, sir, I have fundraised for political party over the last 10 years, and I would say that the number of people, the proportion of people who would want something in exchange would be very, very, very tiny. My experience with human nature, people who give of their own money, of their own time, they do it because they think it's being done for the community interest and not because what they can get out of it themselves.
John Boscawen, Deputy Leader of the ACT Party, which stood alone in opposition to the Electoral Finance Reform and Advance Voting Amendment Bill, which passed by 116 votes to 5. Parliament's summer adjournment goes through till Tuesday, February the 8th, when the House begins another year with the Prime Minister's statement. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.